Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, and welcome back to Details of the Wake Up Call. This is Richard Martin, your host, and I'm talking to you from Malaysia on Monday, June the 12th, 2017. Trump ran in 2016 not simply as the Republican alternative. He presented his candidature as a rejection, a repudiation of the failed elites, political and media, of both parties. Americans voted in 2016 not just for a change in leaders, but for a revolution to overthrow a ruling regime. Thus, Washington has never reconciled itself to Trump's victory, and the president daily rubs their noses in their defeat with his tweets. Seeking a rationale for its rejection, Washington has seized upon that old standby, "We didn't lose. The election was stolen in a vast conspiracy, an act of war against America, an assault upon our democracy, criminal collusion between the Kremlin and the Trumpites." Hence, it must be said that Trump, as they say it, is an illegitimate president, and it is the duty of brave citizens of both parties to work to remove the usurper. Washington seized upon a similar argument in 1968 when Nixon won. It was said he had colluded to have South Vietnam's president abort Lyndon Johnson's new plan to bring peace to Southeast Asia in the final hours of that election. Then, as now, the T word, treason, was trotted out. Attempts to overturn elections where elites are repudiated are not uncommon in US history. Both Nixon and Reagan, after 49 state landslides, were faced with attempts to overturn the election results. With Nixon in Watergate, the elites succeeded. With Reagan in Iran-Contra, they almost succeeded. After Lincoln's assassination, President Andrew Johnson sought to prevent radical Republicans from imposing a ruthless reconstruction on a defeated and devastated South. The radicals enacted the Tenure of Office Act, stripping Johnson of his authority to remove any member of the cabinet without Senate permission. Johnson defied the radicals and fired their agent in the cabinet, Secretary of War Edwin Stanton. Tennessee Johnson was impeached. He avoided conviction by one vote. John F. Kennedy, in his 1956 book, called the senator who had voted to save Johnson a profile in courage. Trump being brought down on the basis of what Putin correctly labels nonsense would mean Washington would have executed a non-violent coup against a constitutionally elected president. Such an act would drop the US into the company of those third world nations where such means are the customary ways that corrupt elites retain their hold on power. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, a lot today, as always. We are going to talk about the craziness of the financial system and the recent demise of Banco Popular in Spain into the hands of Banco Santander in the most extraordinary way imaginable. Then more bad news about consumers. Then we will talk about how economics has lost its way, a little follow-up there. More stores closing their doors. Unemployment and the effect it has on the economy. Now, I'll talk about the tulip mania. Now, the tulip mania was a bubble in the flower known as the tulip in Amsterdam, in Holland, in the 16th century. And it's an interesting story, and it has lots of similarities to what we're seeing today, especially with these new cryptocurrencies. Homeless people in LA, and finally, deflation. Oh, and also a little talk about the abrogation of treaties and what presidents have the right to do. So there you are, ladies and gentlemen. This is Monday, so I'm going to be wishing you a wonderful week, and I will be back, as always, on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.